About.
Okay, then we'll get started. This is the first of the public hearings that have been scheduled by the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board, or the Rate Board, to give the board a chance to hear directly from you concerning the Philadelphia Water Department's proposed rates and charges for fiscal year 2024 and fiscal year 2025. The Rate Board is an independent body to set rates and charges. Everybody's got to mute themselves if Stephen hasn't done it, okay? Okay, am I not muted at this point, I assume? Okay. Let me continue. I was explaining the Rate Board, which is an independent body established to set rates and charges for water and sewer service. As part of its mandate to conduct an open, thorough, and transparent examination of the proposed rates, the Rate Board hired Community Legal Services to act as the public advocate in this case and hired me and selected me as the hearing officer to ensure that the hearing process is conducted in a fair, impartial, and expeditious manner. I am Marcy Chestnut, and my role here is to oversee this process. As you know, there is a court reporter who will produce a stenographic record of this hearing, so please be sure to identify yourself and to speak slowly and clearly. All transcripts and documents produced in this process are posted on the Rate Board's website under the Rate Proceeding tab. Look for the section that says 2023 General Rate Proceeding. I think it's the second one down, and you'll see that all the documents produced in this proceeding will be there. Before we get to hearing from you, I'll introduce the representatives from the Water Department and from the Public Advocate and let them give you an overview of the file, their view of the filing, and what they've done to date. Mr. Desson?
Good afternoon. Your Honor, Andre Desson for the Philadelphia Water Department. Speaking for us today is our Deputy Commissioner for Communications and Outreach, Glenn Abrams, and he will give an opening statement.
Okay, Mr. Abrams.
All right, thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Glenn Abrams, and I'm Deputy Commissioner of Communications and Engagement at the Philadelphia Water Department. And today I am speaking on behalf of the department in this proceeding. We first want to thank you all for joining the hearing to share your views about the rate increase request that the Water Department has filed with the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. The Water Department provides water, sanitary, sewer, and stormwater services to residential, commercial, and institutional customers within the city. These services are essential and the foundation of public health in Philadelphia. We have recently requested an adjustment in rates and charges so that we will have sufficient resources to continue current and planned programs and to pay significantly increasing operating costs in fiscal years 2024 and 2025. Additional revenues are needed to ensure that clean water is delivered as safely and reliably as possible, and that wastewater treatment and stormwater management services meet your needs. If the Rate Board approves the Water Department's full request, a typical residential customer using 450 cubic feet or 3,366 gallons of water per month would see their bill increase by about 11.8% in fiscal year 2024 and 8.3% in fiscal year 2025, or approximately $8.16 per month beginning on September 1, 2023, and an additional $6.45 beginning on September 1, 2024. The Water Department recognizes that any increase in rates can be a hardship, especially right now. but this increase is necessary to maintain essential services and address the department's current and planned projects. The Philadelphia Water Department is not a corporation designed to make a profit, and your water bill funds the work that we do, not the city budget. We are engineers, laborers, scientists, customer service reps, and most importantly, neighbors and fellow consumers of the water every Philadelphian depends on. When we request higher rates, we only request what we project will be needed in the coming years, and we show our customers why we are requesting these amounts through this public rate setting process. As explained in the department's testimony, rate relief is necessary now to sustain our operations. The department needs additional revenues to pay significant increases in operating expenses. Costs for labor, chemicals, materials, and supplies are rising, along with increased costs for regulatory compliance combined with capital program needs. PWD also continues to invest in much-needed upgrades to critical water and wastewater infrastructure, including replacing aging water mains to reduce the occurrence of water main breaks and increase the reliability of water service, extending the life and reliability of wastewater system through repairs and improvements to treatment facilities, improving drinking water treatment, and improving our water conveyance system by rehabilitating critical water infrastructure, such as pumping stations. All projects planned for fiscal year 2024 and 2025 are critical investments to ensure the utility can support its operations and continue to provide safe and reliable service to current and future customers with a well-maintained water and wastewater system you can count on. One of the ways PWD is working to save customers money and reduce costs is applying for low interest loans from state and federal sources to lessen the burden of capital program costs. We are also pursuing grant opportunities where feasible. PWD has been successful in its application for federal support for water system upgrades, as announced by President Biden on February 3rd, 2023. This announcement related to $340 million in federal loans from the WIFIA program, as well as $160 million in state-administered loans from PennVest, which were recently approved after an extensive application process. Both funding sources come in the form of low-interest loans to support water treatment and conveyance capital improvements projects to be completed during fiscal years 2024 through 2032. These loans will have to be repaid using revenue from water bills, but the rate filing reflects lower borrowing costs associated with these programs. PWD also worked with the Department of Revenue and other city partners to help our customers achieve nearly $14 million in debt relief from water bills since January 2022 by working to connect people with a temporary low-income household water assistance program created by the federal government in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We are currently campaigning in Harrisburg and Washington, D.C. to make a program like this available in the future. Finally, we want you to know that Philadelphia has robust and comprehensive customer assistance programs which help low-income customers pay their bills, including the Tiered Assistance Program, or TAP, the Senior Citizen Discount, and other programs that are more flexible than ever. If you are experiencing hardship, we want to help. You can use one application for TAP, the Senior Citizen Discount, or other programs available to assist households. These programs are accessible through our website at www.philadelphia.gov/waterbillhelp or by calling 215-685-6300 Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. I would also note that if you have specific billing questions or other service issues that you would like assistance with, please let us know and we'll have a customer service representative contact you as soon as possible. Please use the chat function to identify yourself or let us know that you would like to speak in a breakout room to exchange contact information. We have representatives from the Water Department's Public Affairs Division, as well as the Water Revenue Bureau here today to provide assistance. But please do not share any personal account information in the public chat. Now, the purpose of today's session is to hear from you, our customers. We appreciate you taking the time to share your views with us today, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Public advocate? Not sure who is speaking on its behalf.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Ballinger here on behalf of the Public Advocate. I'm an attorney at Community Legal Services, and we serve under a contract with the Water Rate Board in this case. I'm going to explain what it means to be the Public Advocate, and I'm going to encourage you to reach out if you have questions. By way of background, in rate cases before the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, agencies such as the Office of Consumer Advocate and the Office of Small Business Advocate participate to represent the interests of residential or small business customers. These agencies are funded by annual assessments that all of the utilities pay for those agencies to basically represent their customers. This allows the agencies to do things like hire witnesses to help thoroughly investigate the utility's request for higher rates. Philadelphia Water Department is not regulated by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, so those agencies don't participate in our rate cases. Instead, the city has created its own analogous position, the public advocate. And again, that is a position that the rate board is required to fill by contract with a qualified individual or organization. The public advocate's job is to represent the interests of all residential and small business customers as a group by investigating the Water Department's proposed rate increase and challenging, if appropriate, the assumptions that underlie it. CLS serves in that function, and it requires us to independently and forcefully represent the interests of approximately 500,000 customers. That is what we have done, and that is what we will do. The CLS attorneys will work with our expert witnesses, and we will submit written testimony and participate in technical hearings and briefing to inform the board of what we think it should do. We welcome your input today because the information you provide to us can help us do our jobs and can help us inform our experts. What have your experiences with your water bill been like? How would a higher bill impact your family? Do you have concerns about customer service or other issues with the water department? Those are all things that you can tell us about here today.
Rob just became muted. Stephen, did you do that? Or Rob, did you do that?
I have accidentally done that. I was trying to merge them.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm asking them to unmute now. Why did that happen?
Well, I'm very sorry for these technical interruptions. Is there some kind of issue with the audio?
I seem to be unable to unmute. Oh, okay. They may have to call in again. That's fine. I thought I could combine the phone number with their recording and in the record, well, their video. But that didn't work out.
Okay. M- Mr. Ballinger, you can proceed. Mr. Ballinger? Rob, you're not muted. I'm not real sure what's happening here.
yeah, I'm not sure either, unfortunately.
It doesn't look like you're muted, Rob, but I certainly can't hear you. Steven, are you?
I can hear you.
What you're doing?
See.
I really apologize for this. Usually this goes very smoothly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have, we only have video on one interface and phone separately. So we can't combine audio and video in this room. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly where I lost audio. I think I'll just reiterate that we're required to independently and forcefully represent the interests of the small user customers. We will work with our expert witnesses. We want to hear from you today to help inform us and inform our witnesses. What have been your experiences with your water bill? How would a higher bill impact your family? Do you have concerns about customer service or other operations of the water department that you'd like to share? Those are all fair game. If you have any questions or would like any assistance following up, the record will remain open for a period of time following these hearings. So if something occurs to you that you wanted to share, you can reach out to us, the public advocate, at 215-227-9988 or at publicadvocate@clsfilla.org. So this is not your only opportunity to be heard. You can still submit information on the record for consideration by the board, and we'd be happy to help you do that. Thank you. Please know that your voices today will be heard and considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ballinger. I'd also like to note that also participating in the proceeding are the Philadelphia Water Revenue Board, which actually does the billing and collection for the water department, a group of large users known collectively as the Philadelphia Large Users Group, PICO, and two individuals, Lance Haver and Michael Skandaleski. Now, Mr. Haver, you wanted to make an opening statement? Okay, we need to unmute you.
Steven? I believe that I've been unmuted.
Yes.
So for the court reporter, my name is Lance Haver. I am not a lawyer, but like many other ratepayers, I am angry and fed up with the constant water rate increases that the water department has been putting on us. The water department, instead of doing what 14 members of city council urged them to do, withdraw the requested rate hike and seek available federal, state, and city funding, has decided to go ahead and try and reach into our pockets and take more of our money. I have been a participant in this and in previous rate cases. I urge everyone to tell your stories and demand the water department do everything it can to innovate, cut costs, and find other sources of funding. Raising rates should always be the last resort, not the first one. But I want to warn people who are here today, don't be confused by what you hear and what is happening. The Philadelphia Water Department doesn't expect to get everything it asks for. It's a game it plays that allows the public advocate, the hearing examiner, and the rate board to claim they have done something to help us by cutting some of the rate increase. While the Water Department may not be looking out for us, it's not run by stupid people. They know the political landscape wouldn't allow them to get everything they ask for. So they ask for more than what they need, and they've done that consistently over the last 20 years. And don't be confused by the role of public advocate. As the rate board itself wrote, the public is not the client of the public advocate. The public advocate, as you heard earlier, has been hired by the rate board and answers only to the rate board. The ratepayers are not the clients. There is no client committee. There is no way that we who pay the bills can tell the so-called public advocate to stop settling cases as it did in the last two previous rate increases. The last rate case, the public advocate agreed to not one, but two rate increases. And after it agreed to that, had its contract with the rate board renewed not once, but twice. And don't believe that the hearing examiner is considering all the issues. She sent around a spreadsheet with the directive that all of us participants who are opposed to the rate increase have to use. In that spreadsheet, there's no place for innovation. There's no place for cost savings. And there's no place to put in there how hard it is for people to pay the bills. For example, the municipal utility, Philadelphia Gas Works, and the municipal utility, Philadelphia Water Department, could easily share billing and collections and meter reading. There's no place to project that savings in the hearing examiner's directive spreadsheet. And of course, that makes it almost impossible for people to tell the truth about the rate increase. The only way for us to force the water department to cut costs and seek funding from the COVID dollars available is to demand it. We cannot stop the public advocate from settling this case as he has done in the past. We cannot stop the hearing examiner from ruling our concerns out of order. What we can do is focus on the demand. The water department should look first to cut costs, second to combine services, third to innovation, fourth for federal, state, and local funding, and fifth, and only then, to seek a rate increase. If we are successful at doing that, we will win. And the way to do that is not to be fooled into thinking that the hearing examiner or the rate board or the public advocate are going to do it. We have to do it on our own by contacting our elected officials.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Well, I do want to thank you for your comments, but I do have to correct a misstatement you made, which I'm kind of surprised because you were informed of this earlier. I did the spreadsheet that Mr. Haver has been referring to is a model that calculates the impact on the revenue of any adjustments that are made. It doesn't prevent any party from proposing any adjustment whatsoever. And that's not the purpose, and that's not how it's used.
Is there a place on the spreadsheet?
No, we're not going to get engaged in a discussion about this. Let's go on then. Now, Mr. Skandaleski has indicated he wants to testify, so I'll take him when we talk, when we go through that portion of the hearing. Let me give you an overview of the process. The Rate Board's regulations provide that the review of the department's filing needs to be completed within 120 days from the date of the formal notice. That's the notice that contains the proposed rates and charges. This filing contains a substantial amount of supporting statements, exhibits, and documents. The other participants have the non-company participants have an opportunity for them and their experts to review this filing detail, and they ask for further information from the department, further detail and supporting documentation for the claims. This is all posted on the Rate Board's website. Every document produced in this proceeding, whether it's the filing or the information requests or the responses, motions, orders, it's all there. And I urge you to look there for information. The public advocate or any other non-water department participant has an opportunity to file its own testimony with its own proposals and adjustments. Not sure what happened here. Have we been hijacked or something here?
I'm not sure.
What's going on here, Stephen? Why am I viewing somebody's screen?
Okay, yes. Yeah,
okay. This, I have to say, has not ever happened either. I guess we need to up our security a little bit. okay. I indicated that the
I'm not sure.
Okay,
sure. I'm not even sure. This is Jenna Lates. We're just sharing.
Okay, I'm not sure here. Steven, is there some kind of security thing you can do here?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, well, let's go on. I apologize for that. As I indicated, the non-water company participants can file their own proposals and testimony and exhibits. And then we'll have what are called technical hearings on everybody's statements and exhibits. Each side will present its witness for cross-examination. And these hearings, which will be held sometime between May 2nd and 5th, will be done via Zoom. And the actual dates will be posted on the Rate Board's website, and you're welcome to observe. After that, each participant has the opportunity to file written briefs containing their proposals regarding the proposed rates. And I expect that my report will be issued sometime around the end of May, and the Rate Board will consider the case and make its decision by mid to late June. As I stated earlier, every order, every document produced in this case has been or will be posted to the Rate Board's website under the 2023 General Rate Proceeding tab. So really, that is the best source of information about this case. Now, talking about this hearing, first, thank you very much for taking the time to attend. It's very important for the Rate Board to hear directly from you, the people who actually are affected by these rates. Sometimes in the rate making process, we talk about customers as a class. We'll say the impact on the residential class, or the customers will see a decrease or an increase in their rates or something like that. But we have to remember that the class is made up of actual people. That's why it's so important to put a face to this class. And that's why it's so important that you did take the time to for us to hear your voices. The reason why the Rate Board's regulations require that these hearings be held early in the process is so that the participants can consider what you have to say and reflect it in the positions that you take. Now, I have to say this happened in the last rate case, and I like to think it was because of your testimony that the Water Department and the Public Advocate arrived at a much lower revenue increase than the company had filed for. And the settlement didn't only greatly reduced the rates from, I think, $114 million to $57 million, but it also contained a lot of non-rate issues like expanding the TAP program. And in fact, another aspect of that settlement was that it was a further proceeding. We looked at some particular issues and there was a rate reduction of $3 million that occurred. So it's really important that you came and talked. And I can tell you that it's not a game where the company, well, I hope it's not a game where the rate department, the water department files expecting it to be reduced, because I can tell you that's not really how the Rate Board and I approach things. We look at every aspect of this and to determine what is a fair and reasonable amount of rates for the company, for the rate department, excuse me. Now, in terms of this particular hearing, I will call on people who have registered. If you have not registered and want to comment, that's fine. We'll get to you if there's time. Or you can register for one of the other hearings at 6 o'clock today or 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock tomorrow. Everybody will have a chance to make a statement if they wish. Or you can send a letter or an email to the Rate Board. We've received over 30 some emails so far, and I can assure you that these emails are posted and letters are posted. It's all been emails. I haven't gotten any letters, but if there were, that would be posted too. And I can assure you that I've read or will read every single one of them. Now, when it's your turn, I will call your name and Steve will unmute your microphone or your telephone. I will ask your name, ask you to give and spell your name. I'll ask your address and if you are appearing on behalf of a group. Please confine your remarks to the issue in this proceeding, which is actually the proposed rates. If you have an individual billing or other problem, as Mr. Abrams indicated, we can direct you to the company. They can talk to you directly and resolve your problem. But that's not really the purpose of this. The purpose is to address the proposed rates. So if you have an individual issue, say that, and you can talk directly to the water department so that you don't have to put your personal information in the public record. If you have a question about the rate, the proposed rates, and if we can answer it briefly now, we will. Otherwise, Mr. Desson or Mr. Ballinger will get back to you with a further answer to your question. Now, as I indicated, if after we go through the registered people and you want to make a statement, raise your hand. Or I'm not sure how this works if you're participating telephonically. It seems that you can hit the star button and then the number 9 to raise your hand. And then we'll talk about that. I'm not going to impose a time limit unless it looks like we are running short on time. But please be respectful of the other people here. After your statement, I will ask the participants if they have any questions for you. This is not cross-examination, but clarification. And let me back up when I say it's not cross-examination. Let me make it clear that in some ways, this is not like proceedings before the Public Utility Commission. The Public Utility Commission is a different type of agency. It's a it has complete oversight over the utilities subject to its jurisdiction. And that oversight is rates and service. The Rate Board is not like that. It doesn't have any jurisdiction over the water department. What it has is jurisdiction to examine and approve proposed rates. So these proceedings are not quasi-legal proceedings the way that proceedings before the Public Utility Commission are. We try to make it as open and user-friendly as possible. There is no sworn testimony. There are no parties, they are participants. So this is not a legal proceeding as such, but there is cross-examination mainly of the experts to go through their testimony. So please don't be intimidated by this process. If you give a statement here and one of the participants wants to ask you questions about it, I will allow it for the purpose of clarification, but not to embarrass you or to cross-examine you. Now, after you're done, you're welcome to stay, but you certainly don't have to. You're free to leave at any time. And before we hear from you, since there was a question about this, let me talk about myself and why I was selected. Because, you know, the primary reason for these hearings is to hear from you, but the secondary reason that I see is that it's to convey to you how this proceeding is conducted so that you have confidence in it. And I want you to feel confident that the proposal is being examined thoroughly and professionally. Now, I was selected because of my background. I have more than 25 years experience as an administrative law judge with the Public Utility Commission. I've heard thousands and thousands of consumer cases, ability to pay cases, cases involving all kinds of issues. I've done hundreds, if not thousands, of rate cases. I've done all kinds of rate cases, all kinds of utility cases, mostly in Philadelphia because that's where I was located. So I'm very familiar with customers, utility customers in Philadelphia. And I know how hard it is. After I retired, the commission asked me to stay on for a year and work on ability to pay cases because there was a backlog. I did that. So there is nobody who knows better than me really how hard it is for people in Philadelphia when it comes to their utility bills. And I should add that prior to my becoming an administrative law judge, I spent 10 years as an assistant counsel with the Law Bureau. I spent a couple years with the Office of Consumer Advocate representing residential customers. After I retired, I spent a little time doing a little work for some utilities, mostly customer service areas and regulatory compliance. So I have a pretty extensive background. So I can assure you that I really am in a good position to evaluate everybody's position in this case and to consider the ramifications of my recommendation. Okay. The other thing I wanted to say, when this kind of flows out of my background and my experience, is that don't think of this as an adversarial proceeding. You may see yourself on a river where you're on one side and the water department's on the other, and you want one thing, which is low rates, and the water department wants another thing, which is high rates. So they have lots of money, but that's not the way it is. There's a bridge between you. And I'd like you to think about that. You all want the same thing. But believe me, the water department does not want to have the rates so high that you can't pay them. Nobody wants to cut off anybody's service. Nobody wants to have to deal with people who really are trying to pay their bills but can't. That's heartbreaking. So really, the water department wants you to be able to afford your bills. And on the other side, you want the water department to have enough money to give you the decent service. You're entitled to safe service. And I think we've all seen what happens when water departments or water companies don't have sufficient resources and the impact on its customers. So I gave this little speech for the last case, and I like to think that maybe it did have some impact in terms of getting the settlement. But please think of this really as a process where we're working together to find that spot that really balances both interests of the customers and the water department. Okay. All right. Let's get on then with the purpose of this public hearing, and that's to go to the people who are affected by this. Let me just say a general starting. Don't raise your hand while I'm talking, okay? That's kind of rude. So, and I'm not going to probably, interrupt what I'm saying. I'll look for you for customers if you want to give a statement when we're at that point. But at this point, please don't do that. Okay. Now, the first person on the list is Roxanne Crowley, who is, I understand, at CLS's office. Is that the case, Mr. Ballinger?
Can you hear me? I am at CLS currently.
Okay. Are you Roxanne Crowley?
Hi. This is she. This is Roxanne Crowley.
Okay. Wait. Could you please give and spell your name for the record?
It's Roxanne, Roxane, last name Crowley, Crowley.
And your address, please?
718. Blanking Arch. 718 Arch Street, Philadelphia, PA, 191302.
And are you appearing on behalf of a group?
Yes, I'm an attorney at Philadelphia Legal Assistance. Philadelphia Legal Assistance.
Okay. And are you authorized to speak for them?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead then.
Thank you. My name is Roxanne Crowley. I am an attorney in the Consumer Housing Unit at Philadelphia Legal Assistance. We're a sister organization of Community Legal Services. And the Consumer Housing Unit, we represent low-income Philadelphia homeowners. A large part of my work throughout my career has been representing homeowners. And here today, I want to comment on the TAP program, the Tiered Assistance Program, and the Water Department's collection efforts and its relationship to TAP. I will say the tiered assistance program is a drastic improvement over prior assistance programs. It's been tremendously helpful to low-income homeowners. But of late, with some of the collection practices, we've seen some issues our clients are running into, even though they are enrolled in the tiered assistance program. I should note that Philadelphia Legal Assistance runs the Save Your Home Philadelphia hotline. Anyone who has any issue with home ownership calls our hotline. We answer thousands and thousands of calls every year. So my commentary is related to some recent calls we're receiving. So by way of background, the TAP program permits through regulations for any pre-TAP arrears linked to the property address to be transferred to a customer or an occupant's TAP account. What we're seeing happening is water sequestration cases being filed against these properties. And homeowners who are in properties that are not fee generating, they're not being rented, they're not businesses, they're simple homeowners. I have a client who is a dad of an 8-year-old, and these water sequestration cases are being filed against them. Once filed, the clients are unable to get out of sequestration, even if they attend an informal hearing. They're told that the property is going to stay in sequestration until they reach some kind of payment arrangement. We have another client who went through sequestration before she came and contacted Philadelphia Legal Assistance, low-income homeowner. She was required to put $6,000 down to prevent the house from sequestration from proceeding, and then entered a monthly payment agreement of several hundred dollars a month. Because of those payments, we are now having to represent her in a mortgage foreclosure action because she did not have the money to pay her mortgage. The problem is that when these sequestration cases are filed, the TAP regulations aren't applied. We've advised clients to call the water department and ask to have their pre-TAP arrears transferred to their, what is usually an occupant account, and the water department says they cannot do that. I've attended informal hearings and have been advised by counsel for the law department to try to work it out with the Water Revenue Bureau, and I still have not had success doing that. So I am here today just to share what we're seeing as advocates and the trouble our low-income clients are continuing to have despite the regulatory protections they should be afforded under the TAP program. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Desant, did you have any questions or response? Or I don't want to get into a big response about here, but it seems like she's raised some concerns that maybe should be addressed by the water department.
Yes, I'd be happy to reach out to Ms. Crawley and to talk about it in more particularity and get someone from WRB on the phone with us so that we can make sure we're on the same page in terms of understanding the problem and looking for a resolution. So thank you for raising that.
Thank you, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Haver, do you have a clarifying question for Ms. Crowley?
No, I do not.
Thank you. Okay, then thank you very much, Ms. Crowley. We appreciate your remarks.
Could I just ask one clarifying question, Judge?
Sure, oh, absolutely.
I think for the benefit of folks here, could you just explain what sequestration is and why it didn't apply to your client?
Sure. And my understanding, this is not my area, is that a sequestration case is filed by the law department when they believe that a property is generating some form of income. In my mind, that's mostly maybe there's a first floor business and they rent that first floor to the business and get income that way through rental income, maybe there's tenants. And then what the law department does is through the sequestration action, they're able to filter some of those funds to then help pay the back water balance. And if someone is in the TAP program, that balance, my understanding again, is that it should be suspended. The arrears should be suspended and TAP customers are not required to pay per regulation.
Thank you. That's all I had, Judge.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Crowley. We appreciate your remarks. Okay. The next person I have on the list is Adam Nagel.
Marcy?
Yes.
Lakeisha Gaiman-Foreman has a question for...
Well, we're kind of in the middle here. I mean, what's the question?
I was just speaking, Roxanne.
Well, no, the audience doesn't get to ask questions of someone testifying, okay?
Okay.
That's not really appropriate, and that's not really good. If someone wants to contact someone who's testified, then they're free to. But not in the context of this. We don't do questions from the audience. Sorry. Okay, the next person is Adam Nagel. I'm not sure I see you here. No,
in future.
Beg your pardon. Yep. Stephen, could you unmute Mr. Nagel?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Great. Could you please give and spell your name for the record?
Absolutely. My name is Adam, A-D-A-M, Nagel, N-A-G-E-O.
And your address, please?
I'll give my work address, 1429 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, 19102.
And are you appearing on behalf of a group or organization?
I am. I'm appearing on behalf of Citizens for Pennsylvania's Future, also known as Penn Future.
Okay. And are you authorized to speak for that group?
I am.
Then go ahead, please.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for providing me with the opportunity to provide verbal comments regarding the 2023 general rate proceeding and the proposed rate increase from the Philadelphia Water Department. My name is Adam Nagel, and I'm a resident of Philadelphia and serve as campaign manager for Penn Future, which is a statewide environmental advocacy nonprofit leading the transition to a clean energy economy in Pennsylvania and beyond. We are protecting our air, water, and land and empowering citizens to build sustainable communities for future generations. PWD formally filed notice on January 24th, 2023, of its desire to increase rates for residential and commercial ratepayers. The department requested a total increase of about 20% over 2 years for residential ratepayers. This represents a substantial increase for Philadelphia residents who are already dealing with rising energy costs and may only be starting to feel some relief from the impact of rising inflation. In its filing, PWD argues that additional revenues are needed to meet significantly increasing costs. The department says that this increase will generate nearly $144 million in revenue. The filing goes on to state that inflation is widespread throughout the economy and additional resources are required to pay increasing costs for operations, upgrades, repairs, improvements, and maintenance activities. To be clear, Penn Future strongly supports additional funding for water utilities across Pennsylvania, including PWD. Water systems across the Commonwealth have fallen into disrepair due to generations of underinvestment. Our organization has advocated at every level of government to secure funding for water infrastructure to improve water quality, reduce flooding, and help Pennsylvanians access clean natural resources to provide relief from increasing heat due to climate change. We applaud legislation passed at the state and federal level that has funneled generational investments into our water.
Could you slow down a little? I think the court reporter might have a little bit of difficulty.
Of course. We applaud legislation passed at the state and federal level that has funneled generational investments into our water system, and we eagerly anticipate city government's recognition that opportunities are available to it to invest in Philadelphia's neighborhoods, help repair our aging water infrastructure, and mitigate rising costs for ratepayers through federal funding made available to the city through the American Rescue Plan Act passed by Congress in 2021. Philadelphia received $1.4 billion from the federal government via ARPA to assist with relief efforts related to the COVID-19 pandemic and recession. It also authorized Philadelphia to invest in its water infrastructure. To date, Mayor Kenney's administration has spent roughly $600 million of these funds, leaving approximately $800 million that must be allocated by the end of 2024. That money could provide city government with an easy alternative to raising rates and would serve as a lifeline to the water department. In 2021, Penn Future requested that the rate board suspend or stay the proceedings surrounding PWD's last request to increase rates because of the possibility of federal funds being made available to municipalities via federal stimulus efforts, including ARPA. Although the rate board did not ultimately heed this request, the 2021 rate proceeding did open the door to further consideration of the city's ability to pursue funding opportunities that could mitigate costs for ratepayers. With PWD's latest request to increase rates, we ask that the rate board consider the current fiscal state of the city of Philadelphia and balance that with the effort to further burden residents with higher water bills. The city had a $779 million fund balance at the end of the last fiscal year. When you combine this with the unspent ARPA funding, there could be more than $1.5 billion available to address the city's current and future water infrastructure needs. However, rather than wisely invest these funds to improve the quality of the city's waters, Mayor Kenney's administration would rather the money sit in an account for a rainy day. This overly cautious approach means higher bills for residents for a basic service. On February 14th, 2023, 14 members of Philadelphia City Council submitted a letter to PWD highlighting the burden already faced by residents struggling to deal with rising costs and the need to act swiftly and invest ARPA funding in our water infrastructure. To date, there has been no public response from PWD or the administration on this issue, with rumors swirling about the possibility that Congress may claw back unspent ARPA funding. We request that the rate board use this proceeding to seek answers from the administration on its apparent reticence to invest these dollars as envisioned by Congress and the White House. The public deserves to know why Mayor Kenney feels it is appropriate to ask residents to bear higher costs when the city is sitting on billions of dollars that could wipe out the need for a 20% increase for water bills. The public deserves to know what obstacles may exist in allocating money from the city's general fund to PWD, and why no effort has been made to remove these obstacles to spare residents from higher costs. PWD needs more funding to ensure Philadelphians have clean water, and there is funding available to accomplish that. They are monies designed to be invested in our infrastructure, create jobs, and deliver the quality water Philadelphians deserve. We request that the rate board seek clear answers from the Kenney administration on its cautious approach to investment in our residents. Penn Future strongly supports significant and sustainable funding for the Philadelphia Water Department, but we believe that the current request to increase rates is the wrong approach. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Nagel, Mr. Desant?
No, but only to say that we, PWD has requested federal funding and has received loans and to lower our borrowing costs. And those have been very helpful. ARPA funding has been committed to fund obligations at this point. But in that request, we can certainly to make sure we really close the circle on this discussion. I suggest you look at the Rate Board website to see what grants and loans we've received to date. And it'll give you an idea, at least, that we are trying to respond to the issue, but we're sort of in the middle of a discussion. Thank you.
Mr. Ballinger?
No, good to see you again, Mr. Nagel. Thank you for your testimony.
Mr. Haver?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nagel. I didn't realize that Mr. Desant was going to get to testify today. Mr. Nagel, I have only one question. Do you believe that you have any control over what the public advocate decides to do, whether he decides to settle the case or not?
I don't know that I have any thought about that one way or the other. My role here is to simply provide testimony on behalf of Citizens for Pennsylvania's Future related to our perspective on this proceeding. So I can't say that we have a, I am able to comment on that particular question, but I understand and appreciate it.
So let me ask, in the last rate case, where Penn Future opposed.
No.
Excuse me. I haven't finished.
Mr. Haver, no, you're not.
I haven't finished my. This is an example of how unfair you are. I haven't finished my question. You can rule my question out of order after I finish it.
I know what you're asking.
Before I stop talking.
We're here to hear from people. Okay.
And I have a right to ask questions, and I'm asking a question. You are interfering with that right. You are trying to stop the record from being established.
I'm trying not to waste time talking about the last rate case when the only issue here is this proposed rate filing. Now, if you don't understand that, I'm sorry.
I understand what you are doing. You're trying to stop me and people who are opposed to the rate increase from putting on our case. You are
That's not the purpose of
the water department raised
Mr.
rates.
Haver,
that's what you are doing. And Stephen, that's why you continue to get higher.
Stephen, okay, anybody's free to put, you know, any participant can put on testimony. They're not supposed to be putting their case on through cross-examining people here. And I don't want to hear, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody, but Mr. Haver does not seem to understand how to present his case. I mean, it's really a shame. But okay, Mr. Nagel?
If I may just respond briefly to the point from PWD, may I please do that?
If it's brief, sure.
Sure. Just very quickly, we understand that the water department is in the middle, especially when it comes to the ARPA conversation, which is why I think we need clearer answers from the administration. Ultimately, they will control the purse strings when it comes to certain factors here. And I would say that we support PWD's efforts that they've made to secure additional funding. We're looking for clearer answers from the administration.
Thank you. And I can tell you the Rate Board is aware and certainly has been asking the Water Department to justify and explain what efforts it's made for additional sources of funding. Because if there are additional sources of funding other than the customers, obviously that's a win-win for everybody. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now the next person is someone named Dawn. Not sure. Do we have anybody on the list named Dawn? I don't see anybody with that identification. Is there, if that's you, could you raise your hand, please? No? Okay. Well, that's the end of actually the sign-up list for this particular session. Is there someone who would
like... Lola has been asking.
Who?
Lola.
Okay, let me find that tile. Lola, are you connected by video or by phone?
Oh, we also have Tyrone Webb, who's currently at the Public Advocate's Office.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. You said there's someone named Lola. Oh, here we go. I beg your pardon.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hi.
Wait a second. Can you hold on just a second? I'm sorry, I got to take care of something very quickly here. Hold on just a second, I'm sorry. Stephen, yes. You need to get rid of some of these people quicker, okay? That are obviously not here for legitimate purposes. I see two of them and there's another one there. So let's get rid of them right away. Great, thank you. Lola, I'm sorry for interrupting, but we do have to get rid of these things. Okay, are you ready to proceed?
Yes, I am. Can I continue now?
Yeah, let me get your preliminary information first. I'm sorry. Could you please state your and spell your name for the record?
Yes, Lola, L-O-L-A. Did you got that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Lola Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D.
And your address, please?
Well, I live on Mermaid Lane. Do I have to say the numbers because it's so dangerous out here?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Are you a resident of Philadelphia?
Yes, I'm a resident of Philadelphia, Mermaid Lane and Mount Airy.
That's fine. And are you appearing on behalf of a group or organization?
No, just as myself.
Great. So go ahead.
Okay, yes, I wanted to know what the water department can do. The previous who was for the advocate group, he went into about the billions of dollars and stuff like that. But what about people who rent? And a lot of these high-rise buildings are passing on these water bills to the residents, and people have no breakdown of what the actual water bill is. So 1 month your bill is $100, the next month is $300. So I'm wondering, what can the water company do about that? And also with this rate hike, that there are more renters, I think, as many renters, maybe not more, but as many renters in the city of Philadelphia as there are homeowners. And they're paying taxes, we're paying taxes, everybody's doing that. And so I wanted to know, how are the renters also going to know about these rate hikes? Because it is it's different than actually owning a home, because you see what it is. But when it's with these high-rise buildings, they just give it to you in a bill and not what the actual breakdown is. So I wanted to know about that. And then also, how are the water company going to protect the residents of Philadelphia with these continuous rate hikes when we're getting federal dollars? Because if it keeps going on, where does it end? People's salaries and wages are not going up, and it's not matching what the rate hike is asking, and with all the other utilities that are also going up at the same time. Thank you so much.
Well, I certainly appreciate your concerns. And obviously, I don't know how many renters there are, but it must be a large group. I'm not sure how that works in terms of water billing. But I'm sure that, does anybody have any clarifying questions for Ms. Muhammad, Mr. Desan, or Mr. Ballinger?
I'd like to know more from Ms. Muhammad, if I could reach out to her or she to me, at the Philadelphia Water Department. And I can give you my email address, which might be the quickest way to exchange information. And it's my name, Andre, A-N-D-R-E, dot C, like cat, dot Desant, D-A-S-E-N-T, at gmail.com. If you wanted to reach out to someone right now in a breakout room and talk about your issue, we have people available to do that also, Ms. Mohammed.
Okay, thank you so much. I was coming from work, but it was very important for me to be on a call. Is it a way that you can put your email in the chat? Because I don't have anything to write it down with.
Let me try to figure that out. Yes.
Yeah. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And Ms. Chestnut, there are a lot of renters in Philadelphia. I don't have the number, but I could get it back to you. But more people are renting now than ever.
Thank you. I appreciate bringing that up.
If I may, Judge, yes, Ms. Muhammad, sure. These are things that we are very concerned with as well. It is true that these costs are often passed on to tenants. We're working on there are some programmatic offerings that can help in some circumstances. There's the low-income household water assistance program, but I'm not sure in a high-rise situation that you would be eligible. So unfortunately, this is a problem that I think we're going to have to deal with, over time, and try to figure out ways to protect tenants in your circumstance. But I certainly appreciate your testimony. I've represented tenants with these problems before, and I know how challenging it can be. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Muhammad. Did anybody else indicate they wanted to give a statement?
Rob said Tyrone.
Oh, go ahead, Stephen.
Rob said Tyrone Webb.
Tyrone Webb?
Yeah, he's with the public advocate's office.
Oh, he's there. Okay. I guess.
Good day. Sure.
Mr. Webb?
Good day. Yes.
Hi. Could you please give and spell your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Tyrone Webb. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E. Last name is Webb, W-E-B-B.
And your address, please?
Address is 648 South 59th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Zip code 19143.
And are you appearing on behalf of a group or organization?
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
Are you appearing on behalf of a group or an organization or for yourself?
Myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so basically, I just want to say real quick that, with the high inflation and the price of gasoline going up and everything going up, with COVID-19, I'm just asking the water company that they don't rise anything right now. Because I think people in Philadelphia need time to heal. I had an uncle that died just last year from COVID-19, no lie. It was either Omicron or COVID-19. And I think people need time to heal. And people really just don't have money like that. The groceries going up, it's hard. It's really hard. Me, I've been going through back payments with the water company since 1993. What happened was with me personally was from 1993 to, I say, 2005, the water company in Philadelphia has been charging me, they was charging me estimate prices, costs for usage and stuff, 11 cubic feet. So that's why my water bill was so high, and that's why it took so long to get it, you know, paid off and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just asking, you know, just, you know, can they just lay off it for a while so we can at least, you know, have some kind of get ourselves together. That's all. That's basically all I'm asking.
I appreciate your comments. Does anyone have any questions, Mr. Desant?
No questions. So we understand ability to pay issues are prevalent here. And
could you
we're
perhaps
listening.
Reach out to Mr. Webb and see if there's any programs he could be eligible for?
Sure. We'd be delighted to do that. Mr. Webb, my name is, and the email address is in the chat. And if you could check there and reach out to us, I can put you in contact with WRB, which is the agency that does all our billing and collections. And it'll help you to find a program. If there's one available for you, we will find it.
Okay. That'll be fine with me. Thank you.
Piero. Check in the chat.
Yeah. Andre Santiero offered to.
Good day.
Yeah. Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Ballinger, did you have questions for Mr. Webb?
No, Mr. Webb, thank you for coming. Thank you for your testimony today.
Okay.
Share it with us.
All right.
Okay. Stephen, is there somebody else on the list?
Joy Neal just raised her hand and Mr. Haber had his hand raised.
Okay. Mr. Haber, did you have something?
Have a right to ask questions of witnesses, just like every other participant.
You have clarifying questions for Mr. Webb?
And I expect that right to be honored. In this case,
don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. And that's fine.
In this case, I have no questions. I would like to acknowledge that a councilman has been watching and thank Councilman Harrity for joining us. He is one of the council members who signed the letter saying the water department should withdraw the request. And I'm somewhat embarrassed for you, your hearing examiner, that you have not recognized him and asked him if you'd like to testify.
No, I'm sorry, Congressman, Councilman, excuse me if I've offended you. I thought you would have indicated if you wish to make a statement, of course. I'm looking for you.
Marcy, he has a video, but I don't see him sitting.
Yeah, I don't. Well, he can certainly indicate if he wants to make a statement. Okay, let's go to Ms. Neal. Did you want to make a statement?
Yes, hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please give and spell your name for the record?
Joy, J-O-I, Neal, N-E-A-L.
And your address, please?
I don't know if I'm going to give the exact. Victoria Woods in Northeast.
I'm just asking, you know what?
I got it.
Are you a resident of Philadelphia?
I am. I'm of Northeast Philadelphia.
Okay, that's fine. And are you here appearing on behalf of a group or organization or for yourself?
Myself.
Okay, go ahead then, please.
Yes. So I just wanted to say that I'm just concerned because I care for my parents, have cared for it and currently am for my mom. And just seeing, you know, the bills and things for, you know, older persons, it's just that they're on a fixed income and they can't stand any more increases in anything. They barely can pay, you know, bills that they have now. And I know my mom, you know, they're in different programs and things like that, but I don't know about anything for water. So I'm just concerned about the continued increases when they have to look for food and, you know, still have to survive on mortgage and any other gas, electric, all those kinds of things. So that was what I wanted to say.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Neal? Mr. Desson?
Yes, just one, Ms. Neal, if you check for my name in the chat, and you can reach out to my email address. And if we can find like a senior discount program or other program that your relative qualifies for, we're happy to explore that and have someone from WRB reach out to them directly.
Okay. Well, I guess they would need to reach out to me because I handle everything.
Okay. Okay, but just check my name and email address in the chat, and if we can, we'll find a way to address your problem.
How long does the chat last? I'm driving, so I need to pull over. So, but once you guys go, then I won't be able to get that information, right? So let me see if I can pull over to write that down now.
When you get home, you could send an email to the rate board, and we will provide Mr. Desson's information to you.
Great, thank you.
Would that make it easier?
I might still be able to get it, but yes, that will help too.
Okay, we can do that.
So who am I looking for, Mr. Desson?
Yes.
Yeah, Andre Desson.
Okay, I see it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mr. Ballinger, do you have any questions for Ms. Neal?
No, but I appreciate your testimony. Thank you for speaking out today.
Mr. Haver?
No, thank you very much, Ms. Neal.
Thank you, Ms. Neal. We appreciate you taking the time.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I see somebody. QT? Do you wish to testify?
Yes, how you doing? Yes.
Okay.
How you doing? My name is Quentin Terry, resident of Philadelphia, West Philadelphia.
Okay, you got to hold on for a second, okay? Can you please spell your name? Quentin, right?
Yes, Quintin.
And your last name, please?
Terry.
Okay, and are you a resident of Philadelphia?
Yes, West Philadelphia.
And are you appearing on behalf of a group or an organization or for yourself?
I'm appearing for myself.
Okay, fine, go ahead.
Well, as far as this water bill thing goes, my water bill is already high. I'm barely affording the water bill now. And y'all talking about 20% rate increase. That's a big increase to put on the residents of Philadelphia. I don't think that y'all should raise the water bill. You know, I'm just washing clothes and I'm taking a shower just with me and my kids and my significant other. And the water bill is outrageous already. I'm not washing clothes, drinking the water or anything like that. Just that little bit of stuff right there makes my water bill really unreasonable. Yeah, I mean, I also think y'all should look at, like, as far as like with the crime that goes on with the city. When people can't afford services, then the crime that go hand in hand with the crime rate in the city. And I think y'all need to give a big consideration to that too. Like, if people like these utility bills got to be paid. If people can't pay them, they're gonna do what they got to do to pay these bills. I think I should look at that. Like, we can't afford this already. I talked to the gas person yesterday. The gas bill is unaffordable. Like, I'm happy it wasn't a cold winter, because if it was, I couldn't afford that bill. Like, my bill doubled, $220. Like, this stuff is unreasonable. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there, but they need to fix this and get it right. Like this stuff is crazy. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate you taking the time to make your comment. I certainly can appreciate it. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Tari, Mr. Dasan?
No questions, but I do thank him for coming and contributing to the hearing. Thank you.
Mr. Ballinger?
Likewise, I don't have any questions, but I appreciate you being here and speaking to the board and to everyone here today.
Mr. Haver?
Yes. Sir, have you contacted your council person regarding the rate increase?
I have not contacted my council person yet.
Could I ask you to do that?
Yes, I'll do that. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Tari. We appreciate you taking the time to come out. Stephen, are you keeping track or should I just be?
Yeah. Next is IKEA. IKIEA.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi, could you please give and spell your name?
Yes, it's IKEA Price. The first name is IKIEA. Last name is PRICE.
And are you a resident of Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Are you appearing on behalf of a group or organization or?
Myself.
Okay, fine, go ahead, please.
I wanted to appear today because I received the email stating about the increase. I'm concerned about my bill currently. I use 6 cubic feet of water per month, and I'm already paying over $80 a month, and I haven't worked in a year. So I'm already struggling trying to figure out how to manage everything, praying that I'll hopefully get on disability at some point. And even with that, that's not going to be enough money to cover all of the bills that needs to be paid on top of increasing this too. Everything is already over $100 per utility bill. It's like no one's check is going up. Where is this money supposed to keep coming from? We just had an increase not that long ago, it seems like. And then here we go again, between food costs and all of the other costs and expenses that are going up. How are we supposed to keep everything on? So that's where my worry and concern is. I'm already paying almost $100 a month and I can't afford it. I'm doing everything by myself.
Well, maybe the company can reach out to you and see if there's some programs or assistance that you could receive.
Okay.
If I might, Your Honor, Ms. Price, look in the chat for Andre Dessant, and my email address will get you to me, and I can try to get you to the resources you need at WRB, the Water Revenue Bureau. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ballinger?
No questions. I do appreciate your testimony today. If you need any assistance determining whether there are programs available to help you, I would encourage you to reach out to us as well. You can get me a public advocate at clsphila.org. We can also take a look if you're not able to get the assistance you need from water revenue. We can probably give you some advice about it. Okay.
What's that email again? CLS?
Public advocate, all one word.
Okay.
At clsphila.org. Legal services, or you can call community legal services. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Haver?
Thank you very much for coming this afternoon. Have you been notified by the water department previous to today about all of the programs it offers for people who are struggling economically?
I've applied for those before, but unfortunately, it's never worked out. Whereas though anything, I got approved for anything. So
Thank you. I just want to say I recognize how brave you are for coming forward today, and I believe that your testimony will help other people in your situation, and I really encourage you to contact your council person and tell them that you're not getting the support you need from the water department or from anyone else.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Okay, Stephen, next person.
That would be Ms. Walker.
Ms. Walker, did you wish to make a statement? I'm sorry, where did she go?
I'm not sure.
I think she might have left the group here. Oh, there you are. Okay. Ms. Walker? Ms. Walker? You're not muted. Could you speak up? Okay, we'll leave that. Leave Ms. Walker and go to the next person then, Stephen.
No one else has their hand raised.
I don't see anybody actually. Now, is there anybody who's connected telephonically who wants to make a statement? I see some phone numbers here. How about the number that ends in
3-4-5-6? Ms. Walker was having difficulty.
Oh, okay.
She's going to try again via telephone.
Okay, Ms. Walker. Because it looks like she's muted on the screen here. Ms. Walker, can you hear me? Let's see, if you're doing it telephonically, can you try? Can you try hitting star 6? And that should unmute you telephonically. Stephen, can you, do you know where we are with her?
I contacted her, she didn't respond to me.
Okay, well, we could go back to her. But in the meantime, like I say, there are some telephones here, numbers. Nobody's indicated. If you're on telephonic and you want to indicate to us, could you hit *9? That'll raise a hand for you. Okay, I do see some telephone numbers listed. I'll just go through them. How about a number that ends in 1609? Are you interested in participating? If you are, hit *6 and that will unmute you. How about the phone number that ends in 6420?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, okay, great.
Okay. My name is Ms. Walker.
Okay, please. Okay. Ms. Walker, what's your first name?
Krishna. It's spelled K
Kilo, Romeo, India, Sierra, Sierra, Hotel, Oscar, Romeo, November, Alpha. Last name, Walker. That's okay. Whiskey, Alpha, Lima, Kilo, Echo, Romeo.
And are you a resident? Are you a resident of Philadelphia?
I have a home in Philadelphia, but okay. Since I cannot have a dual residency, like you can have a dual citizenship, no, I'm a resident of Virginia. But my
if you own property in Philadelphia, that's fine. If you have a property that's a customer of Philadelphia Water.
Yeah. So my property is on the South Bodges Street in Southwest Philadelphia, 51st Ward, 10th Division, in the Kingston area.
Okay. And are you appearing on behalf of a group or organization or for yourself?
I am appearing for myself.
Okay. Then go ahead, please, Ms. Walker.
So I would like to thank Mr. Lance for always first asking people to contact their representatives. It is very important that we put pen to paper for anyone that is on this call. My question is, I use 0 cubic feet of water. However, I always have a water bill between $30 and $60. How is that so? And I don't have a problem with paying my water bill. I'm in one of those one percenters, so it's not a problem with paying it. But the point of the matter is that if I don't pay my water bill, then my house is in jeopardy, which is Philadelphia Water Department is the only utility that I know that is attached to my home. And this is my childhood home, my family home. And like some other people, my mother just recently passed from COVID. And I took over the home with no intentions of ever renting it out. Because again, this is my childhood home. But to incur these expenses for a utility that is not in use is unacceptable in so many words. And Mr. Lance, I will take your advice and put pen to paper and send a letter, not only to a council person, but I do see NBC is on this as well. But I will write various letters and send out various emails.
And Mr. DeSant, perhaps you could get together with Ms. Walker to see if there is some billing.
Yes, we certainly could explain the billing situation, Ms. Walker, to you in terms of stormwater management charges that are assessed, whether you're using, whether there's a quantity charge or not. And that does happen every month. But I'd like to look at your bill and give you, or have someone from WRB, give you an analysis of what's happened and you know what's correct and correctly billed, and have your feedback on that. So if you would check in the chat for Andre DeSant, it's my email address is there, and you're welcome to reach out to me, and thank you for calling.
Andre, Satiera Kerasi has offered to go into a breakout room with Ms. Walker.
Oh,
okay,
great.
Walker, is that okay.
Yes, it is fine that I go into the breakout room, but I am on audio and not video because for some reason on Zoom, I'm not able to be heard via the audio and I cannot change my configurations. So I would have to ask for an alternative way besides the breakout room to discuss this.
I think it should be fine.
Well, then the alternative. Audio.
Well, could the company reach, has your, I don't know, you have Mr. Dasson's contact information, maybe reach out to him and he can set something up for you with the water department?
Yes, I definitely will utilize that email address. And I would like to make another statement that though we have the advocacy board and the board, I had a question of how many of those people actually reside in the state of Philadelphia, I mean, in the city of Philadelphia, and are representing us as also a resident of Philadelphia. It's better to be represented by your own than someone that lives on the outside of the county.
Every member of the rate board lives in Philadelphia.
Thank you for that information.
Sure. Is there anything further than Ms. Walker? I saw what I assume is the councilman for a minute there. But has anybody indicated they wish to make a statement?
I haven't heard anything from the councilman.
Yeah, it's gone. Okay, is there anybody else then, Stephen, who has indicated they wish to participate?
I do not believe so. Oh, there's a hand.
There's a hand.
Oh, okay. It's Mr. Haver again.
Mr. Haver?
I'd like to thank the last participant for the kind words and her taking her time out of her day. And just suggest that when she asks the question where the people on the board live, that's only part of the issue. The other part is who do they represent? And the board primarily represents the business community. An example of that is the former water commissioner who hired many of the people who are seeking this rate increase is on the water rate board deciding whether her former staff does a good job. So it's not just where they reside, it's who they represent. And in my opinion, they do not represent us. They do hire Ms. Chestnut though, and the public advocate.
Okay. Anything further then from anybody? Stephen, do you see any kind of indication of interest?
I've received no messages.
Okay. Well, then I think we'll terminate this and we'll continue this evening at 6 o'clock with a further session. Thank you all for appearing and participating. I'm sure we have quite a bit of relevant and important information to consider. So thank you all. And I'll see some of you, I guess, at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.